If you've had an awkward interaction with a professional wrestler or a team owner, call it and share it with us.
They were asking for a flag when Kenny was talking. I was going to throw it. I was crying. I was crying laughing.
That whole damn thing was a flag.
Why?
I was too busy crying laughing to throw a flag. I'm sorry.
I mean, just there was a lot. There was just a lot going on there. I'm trying to think if I've had any other awkward interaction with someone. Yeah, running into Triple H in the bathroom was weird, but
the other thing is, don't talk to me during when we're in the
bathroom. Yeah.
That's a rule.
They don't talk to me, dog.
Like, hey, what's up? How's it going? Nope. No, I'm not saying a word to you. No.
What are you doing, weirdo?
No, I don't want to talk, bro. Leave me alone.
Yeah,
I remember being in Brooklyn for the it was the Raw where the Dudley Boys came back for the first time in a long time, and Sting popped out of the box to challenge like Seth Rollins. It was after SummerSlam.
Is that when
15?
Is that when Dolph Ziggler beat? No, I'm thinking of Survivor Series. That's when
Survivor Series. Yeah, that was Survivor Series. And Titus O'Neil had come to a couple of Mystics games. Mm-hmm. So he, when WWE was in DC, so he invited us like, hey, when you get to the venue, call us. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he brought us back for a little bit to kind of see what was going on. I saw a funny scene where Natty was filming a scene for Total Divas and she was pretending like she was on the phone. And it was, I don't know why, it just was really funny because they're like talking and we're walking. So I see the director like, or not, I don't know if it's the director or whatever, is telling her like what to do. And she just pulls her phone out of her little bag and goes, okay. And then just puts it to her ear and acts like she's talking to her husband. Life is a work. And then as we're walking back, because he had to do commentary. And he was like, hey, the Dudley Boys are going to come back tonight. It's going to be pretty dope. Like, all right, cool. We go to, he's walking us back out and we pass the gorilla position. And I look over and John Cena is sitting right there. And he looks over and he sees us. And I'm like, what do I do here? And I'm just like, hey. And he threw up the do sign and kept walking.
That's fire. John Cena. Come on, man. We're talking about one of the GOATs.
And you didn't mess it up either. Like, it worked. Wow, that's you can fire. Tell the story. It's like, yeah, John Cena said what's up to me, too.
Why interview John Cena? It was just the...
It was at a different wasn't, time,
it was
a, though.
It was a wait,
like, did he remember you or whatever?
Yeah, well, no. Well, of course he did.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's cool. It's like, yeah.
Happy birthday, Mace. It was Mace's birthday yesterday.
Oh, let's go.
I only brought that up, well, because Mace is my guy. But also, that was the interview I remember you did with Mace. Or was it a picture I saw with you and Mace?
Yeah, I did it. I took a picture with Mace.
But did you ever play the interview for us? I don't think you did.
I don't think I did. Yeah. I sent it to Trista after she did the
show.
Yeah, because she loves Mace, like legit loves Mace. I was like, that was one of my favorite interviews because he told me I was good at a time I needed validation. He was like, yo, I like your style. That was fun. I wish I had that part on tape. But yeah, it was cool. It was cool.
The Macho Man Pig is pretty cool.
Yeah, with the two way,
because that wasn't even Macho Man the wrestler either. That was Macho Man.
That was Macho Man the rapper.
Yeah, the rapper.
Be a man,
and
brother,
Spider-Man.
Yeah, oh, I spent some time talking about Hulk Hogan. See what Hulk Hogan did is he called my parents.
Like the story was pretty wild. The story was pretty crazy. He was talking about how Hulk Hogan called his parents and
like
it was wild.
Like because of the album or like
no
wrestling?
No, because. Macho Man had hated Hogan for a long time before that record came out.
Yeah.
And he said Hogan was trying to call his parents to like reconcile things and all of this other nonsense. He was like, yeah, I just thought he was a little dirty. I'm going to give you 50 reasons why I don't like him. And then he gave me like 52. Like he did not like that man. But the funny thing about that picture is you don't even know who the other guy in the picture is, do you?
I don't even remember the picture. I just remember Macho Man.
Yeah, it's DJ Cool.
I remember.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling that story.
Yeah, it's DJ Cool.
Oh, man, Macho Man was doing his thing. Speaking of, and we'll get to what we figured out with Trent Williams.
We might have figured out. And by the way, interesting quote from Kyle Shanahan.
Pressure going on right now, right? Or
yeah.
Just started? Or
Kyle Shanahan says that he hopes Brandon Ayuk will practice today. Says he's been cleared by doctors. No one knows. Practice is an hour away.
Oh, man. All right.
Michael Ruffalo, I think I saw a tweet going around Twitter too saying that he said he wasn't going to practice, but that was early this morning.
That Brandon Ayuk said he was going to practice?
Yeah, I saw that attributed to Michael Ruffalo, but.
Okay.
I'll find out in about 55 minutes. Maybe a little less than that.
Michael, as me said, he ran into Allen Iverson at a 7-Eleven in Sacramento at like 1 a.m.
I took a picture with Nate Robinson at Six Flags once.
Let's go.
I wasn't going to either. He looked like he was just kind of minding his own business, but my friends ended up going with him. So I was like, I'm not going to just not take a picture with Nate Robinson then if you guys are going.
That is fire. That is real dope.
I forgot to. I told you I was going to find my Sean Paul picture and send it to you. I got to find that.
Sean Paul. That's my boy.
Adotie.
That's what I was going to say. So the clips, the Sid clips are going all over the place. Mm-hmm. I didn't remember the Royal Rumble situation.
Where you got cheered?
Well, I don't even know if I heard what was. Well, I heard the.
You're talking about the Ric Flair one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I help me out just real quick.
Yep.
Was Sid and Hogan, were they supposed to be cool at the time, like as a storyline?
Yes, Sid had not turned heel yet.
Okay.
Sid was a babyface. Mm-hmm. So he dumps Hogan, and Hogan, being a giant bitch,
he just got
eliminated. He basically got mad that another babyface eliminated him, yeah. Grabbed Sid's arm.
That was crazy. And pulled it.
Hogan is the biggest heel in history.
That was crazy.
But our dumbasses talking about say your prayers and eat your vitamins, we're believing he was a good guy. Like, in the context of an adult, the Hulk Hogan is 100% the heel in the Macho Man Elizabeth storyline.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Get your hands off my wife. Sure. Like, he is 100% the bad guy.
This is your guys' fault. 8-year-old Kenny, 8-year-old D-Lo, this is your guys' fault.
I guess, yeah, you can say
you're
that.
You're not wrong.
You can say that.
You're not wrong.
In that specific situation, again, think about this. Hogan gets mad because Sid eliminated him in the Royal Rumble.
Fairly.
He fairly
eliminated him, and the crowd popped. Like, yeah, get his tired ass out of here.
How are you getting mad at somebody for eliminating you in the Royal Rumble?
We were so stupid. We actually thought Hogan was a guy. Not to mention, for like 2 straight years, he beat up Sensational Sherry.
Oh, man.
Like, jeez. How does a babyface beat up a woman and we just cheer it on?
As soon as that music hits, though.
Dun, 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 dun. Ridiculous, man. This is the biggest heel in the history of the sport long before he grew a black beard.
Oh, that's facts. That is absolute facts.
Now he's just a jackass.
Yeah.
Hogan might be the biggest fraud of all time. Just as far as like just what you were cheering for and stuff like that. And just
even down to his hair. His hair wasn't even real when he was not wrestling.
No, what do you mean?
That was a piece.
Oh, you talking about the flat top?
Yeah.
Are you talking about
that would hang out of the bandana? That wasn't real.
It wasn't?
No.
Wait.
What?
No. When I don't know what he would do for game time, like for match time. That was his real hair. But like how it was like perfectly pressed. I remember seeing that somewhere. That wasn't real.
I don't know that that's accurate.
No, shame on all of you. Shame on everyone in Studio 2 right now. No, shame on you guys for cheering this stuff on for so long.
I'm going to need further proof that Hulk Hogan's hair wasn't real.
John Cena was teaching us hustle, loyalty, and respect. You guys were cheering that on.
Let me see, man. The first thing, Hulk Hogan hair piece. Let's see what that.
That's going to get you a Halloween costume, probably.
No, wait a minute. Let me see, because this don't look right. Somebody, one of the videos is like pulls Hogan's hair. The referee does. Hulk Hogan's hair definitely looks fake.
The referee pulled Hulk Hogan's hair?
Yeah, it don't look real.
Oh, this is okay.
It don't look real.
The Chatty House after party says, I partied with Punky Brewster at a rave party.
Hey, shut up.
Who's Punky Brewster?
Wow.
Don't do that.
So is it Soleil Moon Frye?
I couldn't tell you that one.
I think that's her real name. I know that's close.
Mm.
Punky Brewster was a TV show.
Yeah, she was wasn't she like an orphan or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good show. And now remember, we talked about this before, she came back to TV on Saved by the Bell one episode.
Oh.
Well, no, she did for a show. She, yeah. But before that, she was
she on did Saved do by an episode Bell. Of Saved by the yeah. Bell. That's right. Wasn't she Punky Brewster?
No, she was like a rich girl who was taking advantage of Screech or something.
Oh. That was a Punky Brewster Saved by the Bell crossover.
But yeah, she. But then I think on Netflix or maybe even Peacock, she came back to TV with the Punky Brewster show. She was like a mom or something like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Running an orphanage.
That's
right. They tied the right. Yeah. They tied the orphanage in somehow.
Sticking with TV real quick, Macho Man TC threw it in the chat. Step into a Slim Jim or whatever. Like Slim Jim ate off that forever. Snap into a Slim Jim. Like they ate off that forever, huh?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. They still use the Macho Man soundbite. Like they've tried, they tried the Warrior, they tried a number of different people. They were like, let's just use the Macho Man soundbite.
I don't even know if it's good. I've never tried it. It's just, I know Macho Man and Slim Jim is around.
I'm not going to eat a processed stick. That's disgusting. But it was the Macho Man. Snap into a Slim Jim.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Okay.
Are you still looking up Hogan hair pieces? Boy, we really botched this thing.
This title
we
says,
teased this Trent Williams thing, and man, I don't
Hulk
I don't
Hogan
know
what, admits to wearing hair extensions.
Talking about
fraud.
Well, Hulk Hogan finally admitted that he is bald, though of course he had an excuse.
Well, we know Hogan is bald.
It's bald because he took steroids.
What's my local grocer about the hair dye and put it on? I didn't know you weren't supposed to put it on your scalp. Kind of rubbed it. Oh, that's how he went bald or whatever.
Oh, you. No, it's not, bro. Oh, he's such a liar, dude. Look at the pictures of him as, like, young. He looked... His hair is terribly thin. That man cannot lie. That man cannot talk without lying.
Next time he tells the truth will be the first time?
Oh, he is literally the worst.
And, here's another...
He is the worst.
Here's a picture I found on Twitter of him without... The hair, without his hair extension. Now this is older. This, I ain't
turn the camera to the turn the okay. computer to the camera.
Hold on. This is older. This isn't like him in 88, but there goes Hogan without the hair. The extension.
That is not 1988.
No, I said it's not.
Oh.
This is old. But he still go out there today.
So what do you think? Like he didn't cut his hair in the left?
I think they were extensions. I think it was hair extensions. Yeah.
We tell the truth about Hulk Hogan.
I need a break.
More and more every year on the show.
I need a break. Just go. We'll be right back. Back to your regular scheduled program. I don't know what happened to the last 30 minutes. So.
I don't even know how we got there.
Sorry about
that. We got
that.
There, though.
Well, no, we're still in that weird like stage of it's not football season just yet. We don't have enough Kings. So it's like we're still kind of killing time till next week.
And
like next week, we'll break out 4-4 out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Also, next week, breaking news here to D'Lo and KC.
Oh.
The top, last year it was the top 25 games. We're not going to do 25 games this year, but it's back. The top 20 games of the Sacramento Kings 2023-2024 season is back. It starts next week. We will go from 20-1. For Beam Team 2.
Oh, we're not going to have any Trailblazers tomfoolery in there.
Well, they barely beat the Trailblazers this year, so that
I think what
happen.
Jesse's alluding to is ridiculous.
Don't do that. That was a legit top five moment. Don't both of you guys stop.
All right, dude. Stop it. That was very
that was
wrestler of the
five.
Year WWE slammies type right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that was strong slammy awards vibes to that.
Hey, man, come on now. That was a top five moment, man. The streak was broken.
That was the ultimate, like, this is wrestling game of the Kings season.
Do you guys want the list beforehand?
Yep.
Do you want the list beforehand? Because last year you had it beforehand, right?
Yeah, I do. It'll
okay.
help me.
Okay, yeah, because you guys got to, you know, if you want to watch the game. Just like
yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
I think I watched all of the games last year on your list. So we keep it a surprise from everybody else, but yeah, I'd like to see it.
For those who don't know, number five game last year was... The Kings clinching a playoff spot in Portland in a 30-point win.
Yeah, it was absurd.
It was absurd.
It was ridiculous.
That was the number five game of the season.
It was a bigger work than the tears we saw that night. It was. Life is a work.
Brother, you panned the camera six times. Let it go.
Life. I have said this so many times this week. Life is pro wrestling.
It's the truth.
If y'all just looked at life through the prism of this is all professional wrestling.
Did people go to the Golden One Center that night too?
Yeah, that night? I did.
Oh, after the
I was there.
Oh,
I was there.
Casey and the tens of people.
Was that the night you was out there with all the ops?
Yeah, we was. That's when we linked up. When we was out there.
Yeah,
I turned the corner. I said, "Hey, what's up?"
He was out there like Scott Hall on Nitro. Man, just out there alongside Sting.
The Big Show, Kevin Owens, Triple H, who else turns on everyone all the time? That's KC.
Come on. It was out there. It was a moment for Sacramento, man. It was a moment for Sacramento. Yeah, I went outside. It was raining. Me and Reese.
I remember that.
Reese ain't even a Kings fan.
I remember.
Although I did get him to say, I said, what you going to do when Steph leaves? He's like, I don't know.
Probably depends on how old he is.
I know. Steph ain't going to retire until he goes to college.
How old is Reese?
11.
11, yeah. 11.
Steph got 7 more years left?
7?
Yeah, 18.
He got 3.
Yeah.
3 years? You think he's got 3 years left? He's got 2 years left on this contract.
He's 36, right? I know we do this all the freaking time. Mm-hmm. I think he's 7 years. I don't think 7, but I think he's probably got 4 to 5.
I say he's got 5. I'll say 5 to 6. He's gonna get another contract.
See,
he's gonna get at least a four year deal.
But is he gonna? If he gets another contract, though, is it with a different team?
No.
You think he's a Warrior? Like, I think up until he's 41, 42.
I think because of the way the timing is, he'll be a Warrior.
The contract he's gonna sign is going to be with the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Because he would forego probably the largest amount of money in history
to go sign
with Charlotte or whatever stupid scenario.
Well, I'm just saying, why would if Steph is 30, talk to it now, I guess. Steph is 38, 39. What are you giving all that money for?
Because he's Steph Curry. He's Steph. The same reason you did it for Kobe Bean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. But if he's not.
It doesn't matter.
He's Steph Curry. You're right.
It does not matter. I think Joe Lacob said as much. Yeah. Or maybe it was Mike Dunleavy. Someone said it.
If I was the owner. And he had given us 4 championships these final years, man, whatever you want.
Low key Pat Riley with Dwayne Wade. Bro, but I'm not giving you $70 million per year.
And look, worst case scenario, you talk about money. Think about all the money you're gonna make on that final season. Steph's final season in Golden State.
It's gotta be how much the Warriors were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're gonna make all that money, all the merch, all the stuff you'll be able to sell. Yeah.
See, the Chef Monty saying, you ride the Titanic. I'm just going to get on one of the lifeboats and just go my separate ways.
No. Steph. But to your point, though, Jesse, if he had just signed a deal and he had 4 years left with the Warriors, that next contract might have been with the Hornets.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't.
He's only got 2 years left.
It. Yeah.
But you know, maybe at that 4 years down the road when he's 39, 40, and he still wants to play, maybe Lacob walks away. He signs a 2-year deal with Charlotte. Mm-hmm. But because there's only 2 years left and he's still going to be hooping at 38, he's not walking. You sign him to a 3-4 year deal, whatever it is, and he gets his money. And yeah, so how that works is he's extension eligible after this season, right? Because he's got 2 years left, I think.
Yeah, that I was just thinking that when you brought that up, that he has 2 years left, that he'd be extension eligible next year.
Yeah. So,
yeah. And that's going to be a nasty extension, boy.
Well,
that is going to be something special.
And where does that leave Draymond Green?
He's got the most years left.
Hopefully in Charlotte, because they traded to him for...
He's a year ahead of everybody.
Catch him on NBC.
Oh, no.
I'm not. Like, it's going to happen, by the way.
Jeez, bro.
Please. I don't think anyone that, I don't want to be rude or whatever, but, Draymond does whatever, but, I don't think anyone really buys into, he's next or whatever on TV, but I think the execs do.
No, I definitely think the executives do.
Well, he did think he was just going to go to Paris and get on TV.
I'm on my way at NBC Olympics.
Yeah, he tagged him. That was tough. That was tough.
He didn't look twice at his ass.
Oh. Yeah, I'm on my way to insert myself into another moment that ain't got nothing to do with me. Here to ride Steph's coattails one more time.
That's the thing with the crazy Steph picture. It's like, oh yeah, this is great. There's the fans and all that cheering him on.
Wait, who is that? Stupid ass arms down.
Who is that in row two?
Draymond Green, of course. Draymond Green has to be in the picture. Riding the coattails again.
Oh man, good times. Basketball absurdity. Season not far away. The but yeah, absurdity. We got top 20 Kings games of the 23-24 season starting next week.
That'll be fun.
Yeah,
that'll be fun. Basketball season not too far away, man. Believe it or not, once the NFL gets here, we're off and running. I'm really excited for next week. Obviously, we're going to be off Monday. Mm-hmm. Monday's Labor Day. Head over to MatthewsMattress.com. Find the location nearest you. Take advantage of the massive Labor Day sale going on right now. Mm-hmm. And then we got football a couple of days later.
Yeah, man. And then for cats like us, football will start tomorrow.
Yeah, let's go.
College is back. Let's cook. And, I mean, no, I'm not going to do that. You want to talk about Trent Williams?
No, go ahead.
This is only the last week we can do this stuff. This is the last week. Next week we get back to business.
What were you peeing next to Nick Saban too? Like what?
Oh, there's the title. Good stuff.
What? That's how all of this started. It's your little bathroom running with Vivek Ranadive.
Well, no, it's because you ran into Triple H.
No, I did run into Triple H in the bathroom.
No, but this was going to be along the lines of current sports, but I didn't know if we wanted to. With the thing with Trent Williams.
Maybe we figured this Trent Williams things out. Maybe we didn't. I don't know.
I think we see the same thing, though.
Yeah.
They could get out of it after this year. When they say 2024, they mean after the 2024 season.
Right. He'll make, it looks like, about, well, I don't know, $30 million with the base salary, the prorated signing bonus, and the restructure, combined with the roster GM bonus, It's about 30 and some change, and the cap hit if they cut him after this year.
Which I'm still confused.
I'm not sure that that's...
Because it feels like the cap hit would be if they cut him this year. That's this year's salary, right?
Right.
So if they cut him this year...
You know, we did all of this. I don't think we figured it out, because why would there be a cap hit his final year at the end of his final year? Because it's $37 million in that 2026 season. Mm-hmm. Right? Why there wouldn't be a cap hit if they cut him after the season, because he doesn't have any years left.
Right.
So an hour later... We got nothing. An hour later, we have nothing. I hate this.
Well, if he has no guaranteed money left and they cut him after this season, that means he gets no money after that. Yeah.
But that's not, it's not his money we're talking about. Right. It's the money that it costs the 49ers.
Gosh, yeah, right. Yeah.
That's the money that, from their perspective, that's the money that matters.
Right. What we've been saying is you're not going to cut him for essentially no reason and still have to pay $34 million.
Yeah, just pay it to him.
Right.
And so if we looked at that number...
But if he gets hurt, like, or whatever, say some massive, like, big injury or whatever, that's where you do cut him. That's kind of where Trent's coming from, I feel like.
The numbers are almost one-to-one, mm-hmm. the cap hit versus the salary. Mm-hmm.
So if he got a massive injury or something like that, you kind of just wait for him to come back. Because Trent is, what's this, 22, 6, we're looking at 34, excuse me, 28, and you got 4. We're looking at $32 million if he's on the roster, as opposed to, say, he gets hurt and you let him go, you still got to pay $34 million to your cap. So you might as well just wait for him to try and get healthy if he got hurt.
I tried a stupid Google search that didn't work. Let me try this one.
Somebody get John Lynch on the phone.
Explain Trent Williams' contract like I'm a dumbass.
Oh boy, D'Lo on fire today, man.
What's
on
fire. So this is... So Williams signed a 6-year, 100. Gosh, bless. Okay, there's a pop up. I got it. Get out of here. Tua Tagovailoa on the pop up. Give me a break. Williams signed a 6-year, $138 million contract, averaging $23 million per year. The deal made Williams the NFL's highest paid offensive lineman. Blah, blah, blah. Williams at the beginning of the offseason. This is not what I asked for. This is not helping me. So now it's talking about the evolution. Williams is under contract through 2026 for $77.3 million. He is scheduled to make $20.9 on a $31.5 million salary cap number this season. Williams, 25 and 26 compensation is 23 and 33 respectively. Only offensive linemen to make more. The biggest problem for Williams are the last of his guaranteed money was 2023 and the balloon payment in, okay, the balloon payment in 2026. Williams' 2026 compensation was specifically inflated, so his average, okay, I'm going to read this part out loud for everybody. Williams' 2026 compensation was specifically inflated so his average yearly salary would exceed the highest in the NFL.
Hmm.
Playing the sixth year for 33 seemed unlikely. Williams is vulnerable in the unlikely event he suffers a steep decline. This season, the 49ers would pick up 14.9 of the 2025 salary cap room by releasing Williams early next offseason.
Hmm. Well, that's not what
we see. Not at all what's in spot track.
That's not what we see at all. That's completely different.
So we're right back to where we started.
I wonder if that situation is one of those things, like the number we see is one of those things where if he's cut after June 1st, then it's that's the cap hit. But if you cut him before June 1st.
And my guess is because it said early off season, it's probably one of those March dates that we see. I'm just going to keep reading this article because I'll be goddamn if I'm not going to learn something about his contract today. Here's another note. The Miami Dolphins may have provided the 49ers with a roadmap to handle Trent Williams' dissatisfaction with his contract. Hill had 3 years left on a four-year deal on a $120 million contract he extended. Inflated year. He didn't get a contract extension. The existing 3 years were reworked where a total of $2.4 million was added over 3 years and money was redistributed. Hill's 2024 compensation increases by $6.5 million to $26.2. He gets a $4.8 million raise in 2025, which puts him at 20. This is a lot of numbers. I'm sorry. but it looks like what they did with Tyreek is the blueprint. A contract extension like a proposed solution. And this is what we said all along, the Christian McCaffrey model.
He was on that. He was on that.
I don't know, dude. I got nothing. You're listening to the wrong goddamn show. I got nothing on this. Hours later, we've learned nothing about Trent Williams' contract.
The one thing I will say about the Trent Williams thing, there's got to be something we're missing because I think you would agree with me.
That cap hit we just read.
Right. That if they – maybe it's a June 1st designation type thing. Like if you do it before, it's not what we see on spot track.
Right.
But I think we both agree Trent wouldn't be doing this for no reason whatsoever. Whether we think like, hey, it's unlikely that this would happen or whatever, like I don't think he'd be doing it for no reason.
I'm a genius. That's what I am. Even though I'm an idiot, I'm a genius.
Brilliant idiot.
Christian McCaffrey said that, right?
Yep.
What's the next paragraph say? A modified version of how the Los Angeles Rams handled Aaron Donald's contract could be in order for Trent Williams. Just give him the money until he decides to retire. Mm-hmm. Make it 3 years. He's 36 years old. Mm-hmm. Guarantee the 23 million, 23, 24 for the next 3 years. That if he retires, he doesn't get it. Right. If he plays, he gets it. He retires the San Francisco 49er. You never run into this issue again. And it's essentially a year-to-year contract that you don't have to negotiate.
You said that.
The Los Angeles Rams handled the Aaron Donald situation perfectly. Not to mention, in that situation, he got a massive, massive raise. Mm-hmm. You don't have to give Trent Williams a raise. You don't have to give him a massive raise like you gave Aaron Donald, but give him the same ability. Make him walk away from $25 million when it's time to retire. Aaron Donald did it. Mm-hmm. Salute. Like, he was like, I did what I wanted. I'm good. I'm out. Yeah. And he left the last $30 million payment on his contract.
Yeah.
He left it to the Rams. Do that with Trent Williams.
That's it.
Well, again, I know I'm not in the books. I'm not in their pockets. But it can't be that. We just named three teams. One of them was the 49ers that have done this. Why can't you do this?
It seems simple. It seems simple.
It's not like Matt Stafford's not making money.
Right. And I'm looking at this.
Or Tua Tagovailoa, because everyone's thinking about Brock Purdy money. It's not like those quarterbacks aren't making money.
Right. And everybody's looking at this, and I think worst case scenario, if you're the Niners and you're worried about money, worst case scenario, you'd probably be holding on to him for the last year where maybe you would have thought you wouldn't. I don't think anybody believes they're going to cut him after this season. So you already plan on having him there next year as well.
Mm-hmm.
You're just maybe got to bite the bullet for one more year that maybe, I'm just saying, worst case scenario, maybe you didn't plan. Maybe the plan was that final year, we're going to move on from him there, or he'll retire or whatever the case may be. And say you do the Aaron Donald situation and he doesn't retire. Oh, damn, we didn't expect this $30 million, which is a lot of money, but come on, you figure that out. If it means having him here right now with an opportunity to win a championship, figure that when you get there.
Or year three rolls around, Trent has all of the leverage. Mm-hmm. Hey, Brody, can we restructure your contract? Mm-hmm. This is the last fully guaranteed year. Let's spread this contract out over the next two seasons. And if you walk away at the end of this, we can figure out, I'm sure there's a way that you can get money in the year that you retire. Mm-hmm. There's some way that'll work. Gets paid that year.
Let's do it that way.
Or you're on the roster and you're not playing. You just haven't officially retired. Right.
Alvin Gentry.
Vibes, Trent. You're here for vibes and pregame speeches and fashion advice.
That's it. That's all you got to do. Yeah, it seems like I would hope they figure
out. I would be so happy to not have to talk about this again.
I'm starting to think Trent Williams isn't going to play week one.
Man.
Starting to feel that way. Kyle Shanahan talked about it a little bit. What was the exact quote Kyle had?
Today?
Yeah, I just saw it. He said, I'm optimistic that things will work out with Trent. I feel like when two sides want to get a deal done, it usually happens. So
clearly, he wants to get a deal done. Trent wants to get out there and play.
Or it's a message like, when they want to get a deal done, it gets done. The fact that it isn't done is somebody is not pressed to get the deal done. I think because Kyle and John Lynch are speaking today, right?
Oh, I don't think so.
Just Kyle?
Yeah, because they're about to practice. I can give me a second. Where's my 49ers? Because
John Lynch would be interesting to hear from.
I don't have John Lynch on the 49ers schedule, so unless he's on like KNBR or something.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, again, I will be pleased to not have to discuss Trent Williams' contract specifically ever again.
Yes.
But yeah, practice getting underway in about 20 minutes.
John Lynch is at 2:45.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I saw where he was speaking to.
Where do you get that from?
Producing, bro, you know?
I'm literally looking at the 49ers Media Center.
I looked up John Lynch on Twitter. You got to know how to play the game, bro. You got to know how to play the game. Can't be going through the proper channels.
Oh, man.
I'm so tired of this day, dude. I swear to God. I'm literally.
Oh, man. Come on, man. We got to help my guy.
That's fine.
Out,
what are you going? No, just leave it there. Leave it all there. Just leave it there. Sit down, pal.
Somebody give this man a Celsius.
No, it's good. No, we're here. What do we want to do now? Yeah, no, I'm sitting here looking at the 49ers media distribution list, and Jesse's on Twitter. This is great. What do you guys want to do now?
No, this is all-time day. This is an all-time day.
I think, Casey, you had something before we got to Trent Williams.
This is the stupidest day in the history of this show. Man.
From the jump, from the start of the show.
From the start. Still don't know what's wrong. It's fine.
Oh,
we're here.
Man.
We're here.
This is great stuff. Great stuff. That's why we're number one.
Imagine listening to this show going, we're losing to that. This dummy looking at the 49ers media center. This is why I get called into 7 o'clock meetings being told don't punch employees or ex-employees. I try to be better too, and I just fail.
Oh man,
I try to be better and not throw stuff on the ground. I just
hey man,
fail.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
One Twitter search from Jesse sends me over the top.
Simple John Lynch.
Microphones haven't worked all day. Things sound weird. Told you my day was all messed up. I was singing an R. Kelly hook the whole way into work.
Whoa!
I told you
TMI. No, but you didn't have to rehash that.
This is the episode where Michael Scott tells on himself when Jim pushes him to the koi pond or whatever. He's like, yeah, laugh at yourself a little bit. A little too much, Mike. Yeah, too far. Thanks, jerk.
Oh, I hate that you don't get that. Oh, that's such a good reference.
When am I going to get there?
Too far. Oh, in like 10 years.
Oh, no.
Yeah, in like 10 years. You're going to, because the Chatty House Discord's still going to be going strong. You're going to have to get in the Discord to tell everybody that, hey, guys, I finally got to the Koi Pond episode.
Oh, man. Good times. Good times.
You had something before we got to Trent Williams?
I did. Kind of want to talk a little bit more about it.
About what's on your mind?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We hold it off for a minute here. You see Stephen A?
I did.
Stephen A watched the Kings once and fell in love.
Stephen A said,
it was love at first sight. Stephen A and De'Aaron Fox.
He said, the only thing that me and Magic Johnson have ever disagreed about. I told him, I said, you should have drafted De'Aaron Fox instead of Lonzo Ball. It's not that Lonzo couldn't play, but when I saw those guys playing in the NCAA tournament and Fox went to work, I knew he was one of those guys. And I told Magic that. I told him he should have took De'Aaron Fox, but instead he took Lonzo Ball. Now Lonzo's been hurt. I understand that. But De'Aaron, he can play. This is also the same Stephen A. Smith that after game one of the playoffs said, I wasn't
familiar with his game.
The Stephen A. impression also, it's like, you can't start Stephen A., but go work with coach. We got some there. Develop that. Go develop that.
You can't start.
You're not starting, but go see coach over there.
You got to have more inflection in your voice. It's got to go up and down for like no reason at all. I gotta apologize. I was not familiar with this brother's game. Did you see what De'Aaron Fox did in game one?
That's a good one.
This brother went crazy.
Yeah, go see Coach Barlin.
That's all it is. You got it. You actually do better voices. I just get cadences down.
Remember when they did the Stephen A. cast basically for game seven of
Oh, yes. Vividly.
Oh, the NBA crazy, man. The NBA crazy. I can't wait for it to come back.
We'll come back.
The whole point, we didn't even say what Stephen A. said. He said the Kings were his sleeper.
The Kings were his sleeper because of De'Aaron Fox. And I think he likes Houston.
Yeah, he likes Houston.
He likes Houston in Sacramento to be really good. He seems to be a big fan of Ime Udoka as well. We got more ahead here. James Ham joins us.
I'm a crash out when we come back, too.
Okay.
I'm a crash out on the media.
So that's the new thing, huh? That's what we're doing?
Crash
out. No, it's fine. We might as well.
I remember when, was it Chris Everett, Jim Everett, crashed out on Jim Rome?
Yeah.
That was the first original?
Yeah. That was great. I had a question on Twitter. What was the best sports crash out? They had some good ones.
That was solid.
Yeah, that was good. That was good stuff. Stilo and Casey here on ESPN 1320. Man, head over to MattTrician.com. Maybe they got something for days like this one. It's MattTrician.
Nights like this.
Who's that?
Who were you, sir?
I was Eddie Kane. Nights like this. I still got it. Still got it. Come on.
Yeah, all right, Eddie, let me call you a cab.
Yeah, maptrition.com.
That's what they did.
Use the promo code. That's right. D-Lo 1320. Maybe these all BCAAs, all day BCAAs could turn the day around. Maybe I need the pre-workouts with the caffeine in it. But whatever you're looking for in terms of your supplements, whether you're looking for meal planning, you just need a little guidance, a little push. Maptrition.com can help you. The people at Map Training in Grant Bay in Roseville can help you. It's a great group of people that is invested in your well-being, and that's a shoot, man. They put these supplements together. They have all of the say so and what goes in them and how much and how healthy it is and what it does for you, and it's they're a really great group to work with, and again, they have an interest in your well-being. It's maptrition.com. use the promo code DLO1320 to get 10% off of your order. James Hamm set to join us at the top of the hour, and you wanted to crash out, as the kids are saying on Twitter.
Crash out on the media. Media kind of pissed me off in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Because I started to dive a little bit more into the Deion Sanders situation. And Jason Jones, he said what was going to happen. He said how this was going to play out.
Mm-hmm.
And spot on.
Been playing out that way, yeah.
The media is just going in on Deion.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. Mm-hmm. Round the horn, Dan Patrick, all these people going in on Deion. And I don't know if I see a whole lot of support. Like, maybe it's guys like myself, like non-writers or whatever,
well,
supporting.
Shannon did.
I didn't see Shannon. What did Shannon say?
Well, Shannon is a player. He said the same thing that we said yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, make personal, what comes across as personal attacks on someone, and just expect them to interact with you as if things are normal. There's no walk of life where that happens.
Right.
And I think there are these there are these barriers that I think some of these writers think can't be crossed. Hmm. And I think this big, and maybe it's social media, and I think it's always been this way in sports media, because this is such an opinion-based business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have fun, we get our jokes off, we're trying to share, you know, as silly as maybe the last hour has been, like, we did open this show trying to draw a correlation between the Aces and the psychological aspect of sports and what the 49ers are going to be facing, what the Kings faced last year, all of these different things, and mm-hmm. a lot of this stuff is opinion-based. I don't like Draymond Green, and I have no problem stating that.
Mm-hmm.
We've also stated very clearly there are people who have tried to get us to go out to dinner and talk this out. He's a family guy. You'll love him. Like, yeah, no, we'll tell you. Like, we don't like the way that this dude is.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a public act, I don't like his public act.
Right.
But with the few exceptions, I don't think we've ever called anyone outside their name.
No.
These dudes, particularly the Colorado stuff, it feels like they're writing out of jealousy or anger or stuff that's not really a breakdown. It's the line between,
definitely sounds like jealousy.
It's a line between reporting and an op-ed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was really trying to get through with Jason Jones yesterday, because there is a very big difference between what Jason Jones does,
mm-hmm.
and an op-ed. Reporting and an op-ed are not the same thing.
Right.
And a lot of reporters have now started covering sports in an op-ed form.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that is because of the way television is done, podcast is done. You got to have your take. You got to have all of this stuff. And it's like, fine. That's perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
There's consequences to that.
Yep.
And Deion has made it clear, you can be here, but you've chosen a certain way to cover this program. Why are you going to ask me a question when you're going to trash the program?
Mm-hmm.
It's all you've done. You can be here. You can cover my program. You can write however you want to, but you can't pass yourself off as a reporter anymore, because you're not a reporter.
Mm-hmm.
You're writing an op-ed. The way you're criticizing the program is not in a reporter form.
Right.
You're doing it through attacks.
100%. And this is why I don't like the things that I don't like about the media and all this other stuff, is they want to act holier than thou in these situations. And, how are you not going to let him do his job? And, first of all, it's 2024. He can do his job without asking a question. Like, it may not be the way he wants to do it. He can do, even if he was a reporter. I don't know if he's a reporter or a columnist, but either one, you can do your job without asking the questions if you need to. So your job is still just fine. Second of all, they don't want to, I said it yesterday, they don't want to wear what they do. You know what you're doing. You're a writer. You're a wordsmith, Mr. whatever your name is, columnist, writer, reporter. You're a wordsmith. You know what you're trying to get across in the words you're saying when you're using those words. So don't act, I don't know. Wow, come on. How can you be that soft? No, you know what you're doing. You know you're attacking that man. You know you're attacking his program. What I would suggest you do is wear it. Be like, yeah, I said that. I knew what I was trying to get across. He don't want to talk to me. I get it. Look, you mentioned Draymond Green. If we asked, we're trying to do some stuff for All-Star Weekend. If we're like, man, it'd be great if we got Draymond Green on the show. Ratings would go up. And Draymond's like, I'm not talking to you. How could we be mad?
That's perfectly perfect. That's a perfectly fair response.
How could we be mad?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, we got to wear that. We got to wear that.
That's right.
And all these writers and stuff like that, I've seen, and I like Dan Patrick, but he's like, he needs to toughen up. He's acting like a baby. Dan, you got a clip where you got mad because somebody called you dude. You got upset because your guest called you dude. And you're like, wait a minute. First of all, you called me dude. What?
Yeah.
So I don't want to speak too strongly. I want to say I loathe when the media act like this, and they all are acting like Jason's the only one I've seen that has been like I see both sides. Like it's kind of whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm watching around the horn. All four of those guys, even what's the guy's name, David Dennis or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, Deion, this is, he did the same thing at Jackson State and all that. Like, bro, stop. Like, I hate that they're absolving this writer from any responsibility for what he's putting in his stories.
I'd ask all of those guys to just tell me another walk of life where this happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely doesn't happen. If we spent this entire show trashing Abe, like, hey, Abe, come in and do the segment with us. What is that?
Right.
Abe, hey, hit us with his pocket watching championship belt that he has.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
It's not his. It's a belt.
He held it like he.
It's a belt, but it's not his.
He held it above his head in front of the entire audience.
Bro, it's not his. Man, we see it all the time. Right? They beat up the champion or whatever, and then they hold the belt up. You're not really the champ.
Well,
that's what it is.
Well, we only saw one Yokozuna, though.
But you're 100% correct. Hell, I talked about this yesterday. Deion can't do the same things to him. Would he be okay if Deion critiqued his writing and called him names at the podium for what he wrote or something like that? No, people would talk crazy.
And
about
then
Deion.
Had to ask him something to help.
Right.
He asked for help because that's essentially what a question is, right? Mm-hmm. A question is to further your story. Like it's to these reporters might have a focus that they want to write about as it pertains to the program, especially when you see a coach or a team kind of day after day after day. You're trying to pick a certain slant, right? What can I write about that was different than yesterday? And you've got to stand up after writing your Deion Kool-Aid and your deposition Deion and your
false prophet
and ask for help. Yeah, I'm not going to help you.
Right. And if Deion did do that to him, just like this guy, Deion would have to wear whatever comes with that.
That's right.
If Deion felt like, this is just what I got to do to this guy. All right, if I get reprimanded by my bosses, if the media is telling me I'm such a jerk or whatever the case may be, you got to wear all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my biggest thing. This is a free country, and you have freedom of speech, and you can write whatever the case may be. But there are consequences when you do that. I can say whatever. It might get me fired.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm not, you know what I mean? Like I might lose my job or get reprimanded. I'm not going to get thrown in jail for it necessarily, but there are consequences that come with it.
Yeah.
And like I said, this guy, the biggest thing I always think about is he knows exactly what he was doing. He knows this guy writes, he uses words for a living.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what he was getting, the point he was trying to get across every time he wrote one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Don't act like woe is me now when somebody calls you out on it. You got called out on it. You got to wear that. And I guess that was my the basis of my rant is I hate when all these other writers come to his defense like, oh, poor guy. Like, no, it's not poor guy. It's not Deion is childish or anything. No, Deion's giving you the same energy that you gave. You got to wear it.
The idea of unrestricted access because of an individual's salary is kind of absurd. Now, there are things written into contracts that say you have to speak to the media a certain amount of times. It's mm-hmm. written for players. You have to follow NBA, you know, obligations as it pertains to availability for games and all of that. And that is a part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And to the best of my understanding of some of these different rules, though, from what I understand, Deion has specific language in his contract. Deion's broken none of those.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, DeMarcus's name came up. DeMarcus didn't break any of those.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with the way DeMarcus went about some of the stuff that he did. I don't agree with that. However, as a man-to-man situation, not a 6'10" professional athlete man to an older gentleman sports writer man,
right.
Just as a man-to-man situation,
right.
I would have a big problem with what Andy did. You brought someone into this story that had no business being here.
Mm-hmm.
It had nothing to do with nothing. You brought my brother into this,
mm-hmm.
and that was completely unnecessary. And so, I think it was his brother. And so, like, I understood it from that perspective. The optics are different because it's not man-to-man.
Right.
It is 6'10" professional basketball player right. man versus, you know, older gentleman sports writer.
Yeah.
Not good.
Right.
Not good. Doesn't work. But it just feels like this has been going on for eternity.
Yeah. So, I saw a lot of that yesterday as I... Don't.
Seem like you're in a bad mood. What's it to you? Dicka was doing this a long time ago.
Right.
Get
right.
out of my face.
Yeah, man. So that's what's going on. There's not news going on in San Francisco, but headlines, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Should I tell you the quote or do you want to hear? There is video with John Lynch speaking right now. I could tag you.
Okay. Well, don't tag me because I think I'm logged in on Kyle's. Did you retweet it?
I will right now.
Retweet it right now. King KC.
There you go. You can't find me because you're always putting in IMK Diddy.
Well, I still have IMK Diddy blocked. Oh, got it right here. Well, there's any way we can. All right. Guess there's.
John Lynch is being asked.
Guess there's no way we can. Oh, there we go. All right. Oh, shoot. Talk amongst yourselves. I got to add it to the screen.
Well, in other news, the Phillies are getting beat up by the Astros as they went for a sweep today of the Astros. And
oh, God, I'm proud of you.
Nothing.
You didn't go to...
Well, I wanted to talk about Canelo taking over Vegas.
Here's John Lynch speaking, I guess, just moments ago.
I don't
ago.
Know if the question is going to be here. We'll see, but the question...
It sounds like it is. Okay, but go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Because it sounds like it's faint. What's the question?
The question is this thing with Ayuk and Trent has really dragged on. Is this driving you crazy?
You told us you're impatient and this thing's really dragged on.
There it is.
Is this just driving you crazy?
Yeah. You know, fortunately, there's 90 players here. There's preseason games. There's the work of getting better that goes into putting the team together. But no question about it. When you've got some of your better players, two of them in particular, that aren't out there, you know, that's your job. Yeah, you take a lot of pride in that. And, I think, you know, one thing, we got a lot of really good players. And we rewarded a lot of good players. And that makes things tougher at times. But, I remain optimistic. We'll find a way to put the best squad out there. And really happy with where this team's at. And, what we do have to offer. The players out here that have been here are working really hard. We got a lot of love for the two guys that aren't, and we'll continue to work on that to try to bring that to a resolution.
Thank you to KNBR for that.
That's
John Lynch.
Your job kind of stuck out to me.
Yeah. the thing that stands out to me is John Lynch looks like he's getting ready to go practice.
Right.
He is going to go hit somebody on that football field.
He's pissed off. He said, I'll go play, damn it.
I was going to say, that should tell you everything you need to know about how John Lynch is feeling right now.